Blog Talk Radio.
Once again to another episode of the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Our scripture for tonight is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 through 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come into your presence tonight, dear Lord, and I pray that you'd help us to overcome all feelings of anger and wrath. Such feelings have truly tormented us, and I know they're not from your will for us. We never want to grieve your Holy Spirit. Help us to put away all bitterness, wrath, anger, and all malice. With your help, Heavenly Father, we will be kind to others, tender-hearted, and forgiving toward others. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, and we bless you, dear Lord. Help us never to let the sun go down upon our wrath. We know that you have not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Realizing this, we now lift up our hands to you without wrath or doubting. Help us, Lord, to be swift to hear your word, slow to speak and slow to wrath, because we know that wrath never works righteousness. Lord, I pray that you'll keep us from all anger and pride. Let us not stir up strife or abound in transgressions. We know that pride will bring us low. Your word tells us that anger rests in the bosom of fools, because we know this is true, dear Lord, and we do not want to be fools. We choose not to be angry any longer. Lord, we will trust you and do good in Jesus' name. I encourage each and every one of you listening tonight to join me in this personal affirmation. I choose to lay aside anger, the sin of anger, which besets me so easily. And I will run with patience the race that is set before me, looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of my faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Father, we thank you tonight and we bless you. Welcome once again to another episode of the Oath of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. Raise your voice and say,
raise your voice and sing to the Lord. Just say, thank you.
Heavenly Father, we give you the praise and the honor. We exalt your name through music and songs. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to the non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. You can visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the Industrious Absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. You can visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated School of Ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now support food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code 501c3. If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Of mediums. from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons, and to receive copies of our monthly lesson, you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books are can be used for evangelism, and they are absolutely free. You could just write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. To our social Christian network. To our online Bible college, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, to our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the old world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bring in the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this lifetime and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501C3. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Biblical Prophetic Principles, and tonight's teachings or lesson, if you will be the Antichrist. We will take a short break and then we'll come right back. Tonight is the continuation of the biblical prophetic principles, and tonight's teaching will be the Antichrist spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come into your presence tonight, and I ask that you cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I pray, O God, that as the Holy Spirit come, dwell within me, your words will flow like rivers of living water. Father, I bind every spirit that will come up against us tonight as we proclaim your Son Jesus Christ throughout the world and able to identify the true spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift you up tonight and we exalt you and we bless you. In the name of Jesus, And Lord, we have dispatched the angelic host to protect us tonight from every attacks of the enemy that will try to derail this program tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. Beloved, believe not every spirit. We will take a look at 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits which are whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. I will repeat that. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is in it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We have already learned that Jezebel of Canaan, the wife of King Ahab, was a devotee of the female spirit of Ashtoreth. Operating under its influence, she spread its message throughout the land of Israel. However, expanding upon that point, it must also be stated that Jezebel was ultimately a herald for Baal. A herald is an announcer or forerunner. They precede and announce the arrival of an important person. In this case, we know that Jezebel was a herald because the message of Ashtoreth through her was for Israel to stop following God of their forefathers Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, and embrace and worship Baal as the supreme God. Under Ahab and Jezebel's reign of idolatry, she was a persecutor and killer of the true prophets of God in Israel. By killing them, she hoped to silence the true voice of the Lord who spoke through these servants to his people. In their place, she installed her own prophets and priests of Baal to spread and enforce the doctrine of this demon deity throughout Israel. Baal worship was another way of worshiping the Antichrist, whose spirit operated behind this false deity. Revelation chapter 13 tells us upon his arrival, the Antichrist will seek to replace the true worship of God and place himself here as earth's supreme ruler. Beloved, as a precursor to his arrival, Ashtoreth is sending false prophets to the church and the world. Their message is designed to prepare people by first promoting an atmosphere wherein the spirit of Antichrist can operate. Then, with the people thus prepared in heart and mind, they will receive the physical person of the Antichrist when he is revealed. 1 John chapter 6, verses 1, I'm sorry, 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, tells us not to believe every spirit, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Ashtoreth is a controlled spirit sent out from the spirit of Antichrist, the devil, Satan. Its mission is to promote and present his kingdom through witchcraft and a false prophetic voice. You can take a look. False prophet, Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 15, Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. It uses many voices and strategies. Among them are New Age teachings, where the exploration of the mind, self-awareness, and spirituality are taught. Its teachers include yoga masters, mind-body experts, Buddhist monks, celebrities, and others. Also, cultural festivities, traditions, and rituals that observe the honoring of the season, the dead, and promote the ancient wisdom of that ethnic group, even the economic false prophets who try to convince the consumer that they should continue to buy and sell because of Baha'u, the stock market is recovering, and not to abandon their trust in him. Like Queen Jezebel, these false prophets are Jezebel's spread Ashtoreth message to the world and the church. Those Christians sent as Jezebels to the church foster apostasy through their teachings. Apostasy is the act of leaving the teachings about Jesus Christ that the church was founded upon. These teachings were left entrusted to the founding apostles to establish the church. That's why the apostle John exhorted true believers to stay pure, dedicated, and strong in their faith in Christ Jesus, the rock of our salvation. The believer must actively reject the spirit and teachings of these false prophets. Their influence will cause even Christians to no longer have the desire to hear and receive God's true servants who are teaching the unadulterated word of God. It is a spirit of truth within a Christian that will unction and enable them to receive a true servant of God and submit to the word of God taught through them. A Christian who no longer has this ability has succumbed to a spirit of error. They can no longer accept the word of God as it is, nor its biblical principles as left to the apostles and now to us. Let us take a look at examples of the spirit of error. Consider a person who believes the Bible is not complete and that the 66 books contained within it were altered or edited for content. As a result, there were other books that were left out, and unless these books are added, we don't have complete truth. They think these additional books may validate the truth of the whole volume. These people believe there is a conspiracy of truth, suspicious and unbelieving, because they are convinced there are things hidden from them. They will not yield completely to the teachings of our Lord. Instead, they prefer to believe such voices as Nostradamus, a male mystic who lived several centuries ago, and books such as the Gospel of Judas and the Da Vinci Code. These are all part of the end-time propaganda machine of the Antichrist spirit. Those who study such things are in grave danger of having their thoughts confounded by heretical teachings and compete with the true biblical record for a place in their beliefs. Beloved, Christians in this state of a spirit of error, because they are being led by the spirit of the world and its philosophy on end time events. Christians who are beginning to believe that our present president or the former president is the Antichrist should read and study the book of Revelation and stop following false alarmist views, because they will also be open to the spirit of error. Some forms of the spirit of error are very subtle. The individual may not express an overt denial of God of his word. They may actually express a great love for the Lord and go to a great personal sacrifice, believing they are doing his will. However, there is a rejection of God's way and the principled order by which he operates and our accountability to follow that godly method. But when the leader God sends to them shows them their error, from the scriptures they reject it, saying that they cannot listen because God already spoke to them, and this is an attack on their faith. On the other hand, a person with the spirit of truth is inclined to listen and consider the truth of the scripture shown to them by God's servant. In response, they will submit and prayerfully examine themselves by God's Spirit and Word. By rejecting all error and repenting from personal blind spots, they can begin walking afresh in the way of God-honoring faith. Trying the Spirit. A Christian may not be fooled if you told them that Jesus Christ had not yet come, because their minds would go back to the birth of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem and to the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem. However, the Apostle John tells us to try the spirits. Apostle John is warning the believer to test the spirits of visions, dreams, thoughts, and visitation that communicate information to the saint. All spirits that do not acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, who came to earth as a man, served the Father, and was crucified as a sacrifice for the sins of mankind, being then resurrected to sit in honor at the right hand of God, We are to reject them as Antichrist. All visions, dreams, thoughts, and spiritual visitation that cast doubt upon the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ and the truth that he is the Messiah, we are to reject them. Many have been fooled to accept supposed divine revelation from spirits that look like angels, their departed loved ones, or acted as a divine guiding voice, light, or guardian. Any spirit, either communicating directly to us or through a human vessel, that does not give full honor to the identity of Christ is to be rejected and renounced and silenced from speaking to us. These spirits will try to flatter us to make us feel special, that we are having these experiences and that we are especially called for a great place in God's leadership, and that the revelation it wants to give us are part of a special call. Beloved, watch out. Don't let pride, fear, or amazement captivate you. Check where this spirit, voice, vision, etc. came from, and ask whether it honors Jesus Christ as the Messiah. It may try to trick you or mislead you. Rationalize the truth away. Even fall silent, or the vision, dream, or visitation may abruptly end. This is vitally important, because the Antichrist wants the title of God and the title of Messiah. If everybody accepts that the Messiah already came in the person of Jesus Christ, who is going to follow him? So spirits of false revelation are sent to sow doubt and unbelief about the identity of Jesus Christ and replace it with their own demonic doctrines. Beloved, don't let devils make you doubt the truth you already know in Christ. I encourage you to take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, James chapter 3, verse 13 through 18. I am the Christ. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. Matthew chapter 24, verses 4, 5, and 11. And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. Luke chapter 21, verse 8. Would you be fooled by someone who walked up to you one day on the street, and by way of introduction says, hi, my name is Jesus Christ, and I am the Messiah. Come, follow me. Would you then allow them to give you a sample of their belief system? Maybe not. We may think it is fairly obvious to reject anyone who says they are the Lord, because we know he came 2,000 years ago. But it may not be in reality to be so simple a matter as that, or Jesus would not have repeatedly warned us about this issue. We hear constantly of churches and religious leaders who, under the influence of an Antichrist spirit, claim to be a manifestation of the Messiah. Having been tempted by the devil to idolize the anointing on their lives, they succumb to the flattery of the enemy. And then the delusion that came from the drug of pride took hold of them. Leaders of cults may have already had an Antichrist spirit. They were able to draw followers because the spirit gave them a magnetic and charismatic allure and seduced those who were looking for a person to worship, ignorant of the word which tells us we are to worship God in spirit and in truth. Some believe that the anointing that rested upon Jesus Christ was not exclusive to him, but can somehow be transferred to others, other chosen ones, or other human vessels. To maintain their hold over their followers, they employ oppression, fear, and other methods of control over them. Other false Christs are modern-day mystics, spiritualists, and homophetic leader or healers who claim a higher consciousness and spiritual ascension, who by their counterfeit spirituality draw many who come to their lectures and read their books. All of these claim to have a special power and insight that makes their message a message of salvation, telling us how we can save ourselves, our planet, and make peace with our inner demons. Characteristics of the Antichrist: a murderer and the father of lies. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. John chapter 8, verse 44. There has been a recent and alarming rise in murders, including those killing associated with the perpetrator or killer being a near relative. In many cases, the relatives is actually being the mother, father, or adult or minor child of that union. A person is no longer only afraid of the danger lurking outside the door. Now one must be afraid of and consider if their own flesh and blood is harboring a spirit of murder. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 8, we read that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. He is the prince of the power of the air. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. He is a supplanter. Genesis chapter 27, verses 35 to 38. He is an image stealer. Romans chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. He is a thief of faith. John chapter 10, verse 10. Matthew chapter 13, verses 4 and 19. He is a betrayer, Luke chapter 22, verses 20 through 23 and 47 through 48. He is the heir of God. Romans chapter 1, verse 30. Beloved, it is Antichrist who places hatred for God in the hearts of those who are susceptible and receive it. Atheism is a religion of unbelief. It is an expression of the individual's rebellion against and hatred of God. They claim it is not logical to believe in God because intellectually, socially, technologically, and scientifically, man has outgrown his need for the mental crutch to believe in once God provided, that it is actually dangerous to believe in God. They claim that believing God, as expressed through the world's religion, is what has caused the world's war and bigotry. Man has to reject this notion, this idea of God, and seek what is good within himself and others. He is the master of his own existence, and his future is in his own hands. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. The fool had said in his heart, there is no God. He is the despiser of authority. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10. Beloved, the propensity for rebellion in the human heart is being further seeded and developed by the Antichrist spirit. For example, in our youth, that rebellion is being fed by the music they listen to, the messages the media feed them, the role models they idolize, and the clothing that gives them the association with the lifestyle they adore. And many kids show the primary adults are presented in an unfavorable, irresponsible, or extreme light, or there are no real adults to whom the child is accountable. This gives the impression that the child and their peers are more mature and better able to make decisions for themselves. That most adults are inept and should not be depended on to be good leaders, either at home or in the real world. They are out of touch with the child's real desire and the issues kids really think are important, or even that parents and other authority figures are not really necessary and essential part of a child's life. Adults have also bought into this lie, as more and more are adopting a responsible lifestyle of leisure and pleasure seeking for themselves. They leave their teens to fend for themselves, claiming they're mature for their age, have a good head on their shoulders, or they'll find their way. This neglect of parental responsibility has given a rise to such dangerous behaviors as the spreading of child pornography in an activity called sexting. Cell phones and internet pages have become the media of choice amongst young people, to display and send nude pictures of themselves and their peers, or they are becoming involved in emotional internet relationships and running away from home into the arms of a child predator instead of a would-be soulmate. The rise of these and more consequential behaviors have been blamed on parents being both out of touch with their children or too lenient with freedoms without requiring and showing responsible and proven character from their child. He is the accuser of the brethren. Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. He is the instigator of iniquity. Iniquity is lawlessness, the absolute disregard for the laws and commandments of God, including willful disobedience to the authorities of the land who act on his behalf in keeping order in an ungodly society. Take a look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 through 12. He is a mocker. Mockery is when someone or something treated scornfully or with contempt. Scorn can be expressed as words or behavior intended to make someone or something look ridiculous. The enemy sows fear, doubt, and unbelief by attacking our minds with scornful thoughts to prevent our faith in the purpose and promises of God for our lives. That is stupid to believe that. Why should you believe they will ever change? You'll never be able to do that. You just don't have the time or energy to devote to that. Your leadership doesn't understand what you're going through. They don't understand that the requirements they are placing upon you are just too much. Maybe you should turn back. Yes, it will be easier. Perhaps what God called you to doesn't require all of this. Maybe what he has for you will come a different way. Beloved, don't be fooled. Jesus Christ said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." John chapter 10, verse 1. Some of us allow ourselves to become scornful of the way the Lord is requiring we prepare for service. We may think that the chaotic way we came and the things we've been through should qualify us for service, but not so. It is the way of truth and obedience properly prepares us. By molding and transforming our natures so we are truly able to serve. Difficulties don't always make us better. Many times our response to them just makes us bitter with a hardened attitude toward life and people. The enemy would love for us to quit. God's program of change and continue to hold onto a pet attitude or erroneous belief. Holding onto what is best dug out and discarded will surely sabotage God's plan for us. Other times, we have repressed anger, fear, or otherwise about an issue or person. It may be the cause of a dead zone, a place of little or no fruit in our lives. We pray about it, and God gives us direction concerning our role in it. However, we don't take His answer very well. He wants us to mentally and emotionally move on from it and let it go. Angry that He wants us to let go and let God, we express a torrent of anger and resentment because we want satisfaction and not redemption in the matter. God, you can't possibly expect me to do that. Don't you see what's going on here? Beloved, the scripture says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
God Almighty.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was Biblical Prophetic Principles, the Antichrist Spirit. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you, if you believe them by faith. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I pray that tonight's lesson once again was a blessing to you. But I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays and be blessed by the Word of God. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all as we continue on this spiritual journey. Amen. God bless you. And good night.